Gail Huff joining us, newsmaker, Republican candidate, first congressional district, I believe, about to file today or shortly here to make it official. Gail joins us, GMI Studios, first congressional district race. Thank you, Gail.
Well, thank you, and good morning. The last one to file, I understand. So, and I'm so thankful that the rain held off for me today, because every great thing that's happened in my life has happened in the pouring rain.
Is that including washing?
I'm serious, like everything.
Including washing away the yellow pollen, right?
Oh my goodness, absolutely, absolutely. But the day Scott and I got married 36 years ago, it was pouring rain. The day I had Ayla, it was pouring rain. I mean, like every single big thing in my life, it pours. So
there you go.
Big day.
Let's take us back there a moment. You know, it's been a while. We talk about current issues. I want to talk to you about gas prices and some other issues, but real quickly. You know, your background's fascinating. I think you were one of the top folks in terms of television news journalists who did it for the right reasons and were a pro. You were very pro and always very consistent and always great. And then you've been successful in the private sector, business sector, real estate. I could go on, family and all that. Why would you want to run for Congress in this environment? What was the motivating factor for you that still burns in that furnace, if you will?
The furnace burns. Ooh, really for my granddaughter Cece. I mean, after she was born, honestly, I'm not kidding you, Jack. I looked at this baby and I was holding her and I was just tears of joy. I was so excited. And then I had this thought, like, oh my gosh, what kind of America is she going to live in? Will she be able to hang up a flag? Will she be able to go to church and talk about God in public? What kind of America? Is she going to have the opportunities that we've had, Jack?
I don't know.
That literally is what went through my mind. And I spent 4 years overseas where, you know, it's a socialist country. I saw what that looks like. I do not want that for America. Mm. I do not want that.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you another question because I'm baffled. We just had John Decker, White House correspondent, national news contributor, not every day, but a lot of days with us. He's traveling with the president at the Summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, and John's a good down-the-middle journalist as well. And I just asked him, I don't get a few things. I'm going to ask you, Gail Huff, on this candidate in the first district. I, not CBS, not ABC, NBC, through our resources, I had a couple days ago an interview with a leading CEO of one of the largest oil refinery-type companies in America. And
okay.
I asked him, I go, are you price gouging? Are you making record profits? Are you the reason why I paid over $5 a gallon this morning to fill up my rig? And he said, no. Are we profitable? Yes. But 2 million, 2 years ago, we were producing 2 million more barrels of oil a day in this country without having to go beg Saudi Arabia for more. And the prices were cheaper. So let me tell you what's happening. He went through a list of objective things. Like, I didn't know that the federal drilling that they said they could continue, they raised the royalty fee from, they almost doubled it. The existing stuff in Western Pennsylvania and North Dakota that was working and cranking out oil, they basically killed it. They won't meet with the oil producers. They're the bad guy. So why isn't the national media doing interviews with some of these CEOs and companies saying, what's going on? Record gas prices, they affect everyone. Are you the problem? Or is it the current administration doesn't want you to produce more oil and gas in this country? Why? Where's the coverage on this?
Okay, so that is exactly the issue. First of all, as a news reporter, and you know I was a news reporter for 30 years, oftentimes you end up having to do the story of the day. And the story of the day is, oh, I'm at the gas station right now, and right now it's $5.02 a gallon for regular, and in California they're paying $8 a gallon, right? So that's the story of the day. If I was going to do a story about just the whole political issue of being energy independent, it would take hours and hours and hours to explain. But the bottom line is, you are correct. The administration, our executive branch, our president, has to get together along with Congress, right, to meet with the oil executives. And they have to be at the same table and they have to talk about it and decide how to do it. And to do it in a way that Americans can afford to put gasoline in their car, businesses can afford to operate, and we can afford to keep our economy going while making sure that, you know, we're not buying oil from other countries and countries, frankly, that don't want anything to do with us.
Yeah, it's just quite interesting. And, of course, the southwest border, where you paid a visit to I don't know if the president, I guess at the summit for the Americas, they'll talk about it. But again, we're not talking about some of the consequences, like who's coming into the country, how many, where they're going, who's paying for it. What about fentanyl as an indirect offshoot of the humanitarian crisis? Again, that's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, but Jack, here's the thing that really bothers me about the summit today. Mexico, okay, that's in the middle of the Americas. You have North America, you have Mexico, you have South America, right? Mexico is not even coming to the summit. How can we have a real summit and a real conversation about what's happening in the Americas when the middle is not even showing up? This is a huge, huge, huge black eye for America and for our president.
Gail Huff, have Mexico. Appreciate it. We're going to let you go. Bottom of the hour, filing for the first district congressional race as a Republican candidate. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Great
Good
to
morning,
see.
New Hampshire. Thank you.